This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. We're bringing you another study, a series of studies on the revelation of Jesus Christ, and it's a joy and a pleasure to come in your home there and to bring you God's Word, God's message. I'd like to give you my mailing address quickly. I often forget that at the end of the service. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 6250 New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. But also, I want to mention that you can hear our broadcast live over the internet now every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. You can go there to our website, radiomission.org, and pick up our live broadcast from the chapel here in Baton Rouge where we are located now. And then on Sunday night at 6:30 and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we bring God's message. You can hear it live over your internet. Just go there to our homepage, and click on streaming, live streaming. You'll find it there. It's not hard to find. And if it is, you write me or call me. I'll tell you how to do it. Get someone to tell you. But also, I'd like to give you my mailing address. It's Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. You don't know what a joy it is for me to go to the mailbox, go to the post office, and pick up the mail and find a letter in there just from you. And I often wish I could answer every one of your letters, but I just don't have the time and the staff to do that with right now. So you forgive me. Would you do that? And don't forget to write to me. Just because I don't answer your letter, it doesn't mean that I don't appreciate it. Now, let's go back to our study. We were looking there at Satan himself. In our last study, we saw how the Lord had thrown him out of heaven because of his pride, because he said, I will sit on the mount of the congregation. I will become God. I'll take over the reins of the universe. This was Satan speaking, my friend. So when Satan was cast out of heaven upon this earth, this is where he is now, a great judgment or catastrophe fell upon this earth, according to Genesis 1-2. And this earth passed through a cataclysm and became shrouded in utter darkness. When God restored the earth back to order, Satan took up his abode in the stratosphere, according to Ephesians 2:2, and is known as the prince of the power of the air. Prince means ruler. He is a great celestial potentate. Satan is not in hell, as the average individual thinks. He's there stoking the coal. No, or throwing on a log. No, he's not there, my friend. No, sir. The average individual thinks he is, but he operates from his headquarters in the heavenlies, which someday Michael the Archangel, at the command of God, will dislodge him and cast him out. Satan is the head of the great spiritual kingdom. I want you to get that now. Don't let that slip by you, my friend. He says, let's turn now to Ephesians 6:12, where we find these words, gracious words. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against great hosts of wicked spirits. Did you notice such expressions as principalities, powers, rulers, hosts of wicked spirit, which reveal a mighty spiritual kingdom over which Satan rules? Now, my friend, I know that the longing and the heart desire of most of our politicians, so to speak, are power. Power is their common denominator between them. Just so it is with Satan, my friend. Paul says in Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Have you ever done that? Put on the breastplate there, and the shield helmet, and all of those things, my friend. If I had my close Bible right close, I'd read those. You go there and read Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, did you catch that word, wiles? It's trickery. He's an old trickster, my friend. Oh, yes, he holds out the bait. It's a good-looking bait. It's just like the old pastor said, if a fish would kept his mouth shut, he would have never got caught. But we send out those lures and those tricks there on a make things, and the big old fish will come up out of the water. Just so Satan does. He's a wily old devil, my friend. So we see that Satan is no little tin soldier. The light, contemptuous speech about the devil is entirely unwarranted. Now, my friend, don't do that. Don't do that. We need to hold Satan in awe. Oh, what an awful character he is, but what supernatural power he has. Not only does Satan have under his control the great host of wicked spirits and the unseen spirit world, but also he has under his control, now listen, every unsaved individual. Every unsaved individual. I mentioned in a study or two ago about a little book that we have here by Clarence Larkin entitled The Spirit World. If you write me and ask me, I'll send you a quotation or I'll call you on the phone, tell you what it costs, and I guarantee you, if you take it and read it and you don't appreciate it, I'll give you money back for it. Take the money out of my pocket and give it back to you, my friend. This is definitely set forth in Acts 26:18, where Christ told Paul that he would do what he would do under the power of his preaching, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. Every unsaved individual is living and breathing under the power of Satan. That doesn't mean that you're a demon or maniac or no, those things. No, I don't mean that. Like the man there in Gadara, he was in the tombs, he was demon possessed. But every individual outside of Christ, every individual who is not saved, my friend, is under the power and the control, and Satan does all those things. And I had my eyes open many years ago. The pastor said, you know, Satan's not down in the bar room. He's not over there in the brothel nowhere. Satan comes to church. Satan is a good old devil, my friend. But listen now. And he says to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan. That's what the preaching of the gospel does. Colossians 1:13 says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we see then salvation is a deliverance. A deliverance from the power of darkness. A deliverance from the power of Satan. Have you ever seen yourself bound down by Satan? Have you? I have. I've seen myself like that. The Lord delivered me from that. Sprinkled me with His blood. Washed away all my sin. And I have to deal with many who are under the power of Satan. They're wicked. And you cross their will. And the old wickedness comes out. Oh, they may be gentle as a collie dog. But you cross their will. And that thing comes out, my friend. And not only is every man out of Christ controlled and energized and motivated by Satan, but he's also blinded to that fact. I told someone recently, the greatest tragedy that can ever happen is to be deceived. Thinking that you're saved, thinking that you're somebody come, thinking that you have a righteousness that God will accept. But to be deceived, my friend, oh, to be deceived and to be blinded. But listen to 2 Corinthians 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes, blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Every individual, whoever, no matter who you are, I don't care who you are, you may be the most sweet and docile individual that ever lived, but listen, every individual is a son of Satan before he's saved. Oh, the scripture says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Now, let's keep this one thought in mind. Don't get away from it. Satan's one purpose, one aim, one goal is to lead man to worship him. He ultimately hopes to bring the whole world with every individual being under his definite control. And someday, as recorded in the 13th chapter, he will accomplish this fact of all of those who are living there during the tribulation period. Now, my friend, that ought to scare you to death. Folks say to me, well, I'll just get saved during the tribulation period. No. If you won't have Christ now, you won't have Him then. If you won't bow your knee now, you won't have Him bow a knee. Did you know that just being bound down will not harden the heart? The law never softened the heart. You know what softens the heart? The grace of God. Grace of God. Oh, listen, my friend. Let's go on now. Three times in the Gospel of John. John 12, 14, and 16. Satan is spoken of as the prince of the world. The word prince means ruler. Satan is the ruler of this world. The word world here means world order, world system. If you turn to 1 John 2:15, there is definitely set forth there, love not the world, that is, the world system, neither the things that are in the world, world system. If any man loves the world system, the love of the Father is not in him. The scripture means by world system here, world order, namely, the social world order. The political world order, the economic world order, the educational world order, the religious world order. Oh, but listen. The Lord tells us not to love those things. Then, do you mean to say that Satan is the prince, the ruler of those world orders, you ask? I certainly do. You're exactly right. Our social order is a Christless social order. We have a Christless education order. Listen, folks, have you ever thought about those reprobates who call themselves entertainers and stars and all of those things of the movie making world, the television world, and those harlots who play those luscious looking women and all those things. Have you ever thought about much? When one of them comes to die, one of those celebrities they call them, one of them comes to die, what do? They get some singer to come over there to the grave, have a private ceremony. A bunch of their friends come. They don't let the world see. Private ceremony. And some singer, some person that probably knows how to sing, popular singer, they get them to come sing Amazing Grace. Now listen to this first verse. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And then the last verse. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Do you think that individual, whoremonger, lust, full of lust and pleasure, and never been broken at the feet of Christ, never give Christ any reverence whatsoever, do you think that song, it makes me want to puke? To have that great old song that Brother John Newton wrote after the Lord saved him. He saw he was a sinner, and the Lord had saved him. He said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Once was blind, but now I see. Every sinner, born again sinner, can sing that song. Oh, my friends, I wish you'd look to the Lord. This social world order, economic world order, they're all under the control. This entertainment world order, these things that we have to deal with, our justice system, it's all under the power of Satan, my friend. That's why it's only toboggan slide to hell. That's why our old Puritan fathers would turn over in their grave if they knew what's going on here. Oh, my friend, we used to have a country that honored the Lord, but no more. No, we don't honor the Lord no more. It is said that our country uses the name of Christ in vain more than all the other countries of the world combined. Isn't that awful? I wish I had more time at this time to tell you a little more about old Satan, but we'll get into it. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. And if you would, write me. Sit down and write me. Tell me, say, old Trailblazer, I want to help you with the broadcast. I want to help you with the radio stations, the bills. We know they're expensive. We want to help you with them. If you would, call me, write me, and let me know that you do that. My mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye, and God bless you until next time.